the latest technology.
The perfect must-have for every golfer.
The coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Belt's Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. We're coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. The PGA Tour kicked off this past week in Hawaii at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I've put together a wrap-up of rounds 1, 2, and 3, and here it is. Here's the wrap-up of rounds 1, 2, and 3 of the PGA Tour season opener, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, at the Plantation Golf Course at the Kapalua Resort in Hawaii. This 72-hole stroke play event features 34 champions from the 2010 PGA Tour season and is played on the Plantation Golf Course, a 7,411-yard par 73. PGA Tour pro KJ Choi set the course record of 62 in 2003 at the Mercedes-Benz Championship. This marks the first tournament in the 2011 Race for the FedEx Cup, winner receiving 500 points. The PGA Tour Kodak Challenge kicks off this week on the par 5, 633-yard hole number 18. Last year's Kodak Challenge winner was PGA Tour rookie Torrey Merritt, who pocketed a cool million-dollar bonus. The following audio clips are sponsored by the Kapalua Resort, located on Maui's northwest shore. This 23,000-acre paradise is set amidst a working pineapple plantation and is widely considered to be the golf mecca of the Pacific. Go to kapalua.com for more information. Today's final round is airing as we speak from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Golf Channel. So tune in. Well, after my show, of course. Atop the leaderboard in the opening round of the 2011 PGA Tour season are Jonathan Bird and Carl Peterson with matching 7-under 67s. Not to be outdone, 2010 FedEx Cup champ Jim Furyk and 2010 Deutsche Bank Championship winner Charlie Hoffman are one shot back at 6-under 67. Last man standing, an early withdrawal from Aussie Jeff Ogilvie, a two-time winner of this event. While swimming in shallow water, Jeff cut his right index finger on some coral, requiring 12 stitches. Jeff's also going to miss next week's Sony Open, so the field is cut to 33 this week. It was touch and go for Zach Johnson, who, although suffering an injured right toe, was able to play through the pain, finishing up at 2-under 71. Stolen, three-time winner of this event, Stuart Appleby, had to switch up putters after discovering an hour before he teed off that his regular putter had been stolen. Thankfully, a local teaching facility in Kapalua hooked him up with a Callaway two-ball putter. Here's what Jonathan Bird had to say about his season opener.
I felt pretty good out there. You know, I was a little nervous starting the year. You know, you never really know what to expect. You get excited to come here and have a little extra room off the tees and a little bigger greens. Kind of makes it a little easier to start. But I got off to a good start, hit a good tee shot off one, and then made a good par, and then hit a great iron shot into two. Made a good birdie there and just had a great front nine, you know. I think I hit every green, hit both par fives and two, hit one wedge shot real close and just kind of had an easy five under start. Went to the back nine and holed out a wedge for a two and seven under through 10. Here we go. It is a course I like. I think it sets up really good for me. You know, I've been here, this is my fourth time. I've never really had I had one year I was in pretty good shape, the year Daniel Chopra won. I played with him on Sunday and didn't get anything going. I think it sets up real good for me. You know, you can't be too particular on how you play the golf course because there's so many uneven lies and the wind. You got to be a pretty good field player to adapt to the conditions. And I draw the ball and I hit it far enough to be competitive on these par fives. And so I think it sets up good for me. I was surprised that it wasn't softer than it was. I guess we didn't get too much rain. Biggest thing is the wind. You know, the wind's a little bit different, and it was so calm starting out. You know, it's quite an adjustment going out there with no wind. But, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, you've got to be a little more aggressive with your iron shots. You know, they're not going to skip out as much going down the mountain or things like that. They're going to spin back a little more, you know, with wedges. So it was a pretty minor adjustment. You know, all in all, you could just be a little more aggressive.
Carl Peterson's excited and looking forward to the 2011 tour season.
Played nice all day and made one stupid bogey, but that sort of happens in every round. And I hit my irons great and made the putts, and it's a great combination to have. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the season. I've practiced probably more this off season than I ever have before, and got a new golf ball in play, Nike 20 XIX, and it's longer off the tee and it's better around the greens. So I'm excited. The game felt good in practice, but you never know how it's going to be in the tournament, and seems to be good so far. I felt like I had to shoot at least 4 under today, and I've played it before when it was windy, and in the wind the golf course is pretty tough, and today if you played well and made the putts, you were going to shoot low. There's plenty of birdie chances, and so it's unusual to see Capito play this way. Well, this way, and I was fortunate to be able to take advantage of it.
2010 PGA Tour Player of the Year, Jim Furyk, says he's a little rusty, but off to a good start.
All right, a little rusty. I made a couple foolish mistakes out there, but overall for the first round, I got off to a good start. I felt really solid on the front. I was leaking a little oil and made a few bad swings on the back nine, but overall, I think for the first round, I felt very comfortable out there, and I've got some stuff to work on and build on, but it's a good round to build on.
Charlie Hoffman talks about his game after becoming a first-time dad.
You know, I hit some sloppy shots. Fortunate enough that the fairways and the landing areas are big enough to where it was still in play. Hit one bad tee shot on eight, or I guess an iron shot on the par three, won the hazard by a million yards. But besides that, got the ball in front of me and hit some good wedge shots and made a couple putts. And all in all, I'm real happy with 5 under with not playing much golf lately. I have an 8-week-year-old daughter, so most of my time and energy has been going toward her. But this last week, and we've been focusing a little bit more on golf, and it feels good. The golf second now is a little different approaching this year, and it's definitely a good change. Family is out here. My parents, my wife, and my daughter Claire are all out here.
It was a cool, overcast day to kick off round two of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and it was a rather interesting one at that. Robert Garrigues, winner of the 2010 Children's Miracle Network Classic event, led the charge with a 10-under 63, just one shot shy of the course record, giving him a one-shot lead over Carl Peterson, who shot a 6-under 67. Jonathan Bird held on in third place with a 5-under 68, and tied for fourth place were South Africans Ernie Els with a score of 64, Jim Furyk with a 68, Francisco Molinari with a 67, and Steve Stricker with a 67 as well. Sparking huge debate was the disqualification of Colombian Camilo Villegas on Friday morning, his 29th birthday, no doubt. During his opening round on Thursday, Villegas was chipping up the slope toward the green at the par 5 15th hole when the ball twice rolled back at him. The second time, he flicked away a loose piece of grass by the divot as the ball was still moving down the slope. That was a violation of Rule 23-1, which states when a ball is in motion, a loose impediment that might influence the movement of the ball must not be removed. Villegas should have taken a 2-stroke penalty in addition to the double bogey 7 that he recorded. After finishing his round, he signed for an opening 72, which meant he was actually disqualified for signing an incorrect scorecard. The infraction was spotted by a fan watching the event on TV. This fan then started to tweet about it. Eventually, it was picked up by those in the know, which resulted in Camilo's DQ. What do you think? Is it fair for the armchair observer at home watching TV to call rules infractions on players? If allowed, how will this affect the integrity of the game of golf? True to form, Villegas took it in stride, releasing a statement saying that he had clearly violated Rule 23-1. After viewing the tape with PGA Tour rules official Slugger White, it was clear what happened, Villegas said. Everyone involved with the Hyundai Tournament of Champions has been terrific this week, so I'll work hard to earn my way back to the event next year. In Kodak Challenge news, Bubba Watson eagled hole number 18 on Thursday, and Robert Garrigues birdied the hole on Friday. Here's what Robert Garrigues had to say after his stellar round of 63.
In the last 2 days, I hit 5-iron into 17 yesterday when it was into the wind. But, you know, we hit it on the green and two-putted. I haven't really hit a bad iron shot all week. Obviously, I've been hitting it close. And, the time that I spent at home is paying off big time right now. Yeah, you know, it feels great. Leading a tournament after 2 days really doesn't mean much, but it'd be nice if I could finish it off this weekend. I feel great. My wedge game is exactly where I want it to be. I worked on it. I worked very hard on my wedge game, and today I almost made, I think, 4 wedges that actually hit the hole. It was a lot of fun, and I love Maui. Obviously, I came over here on my honeymoon, and it feels great to be in this position. It's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. I'm just glad I'm where I'm at right now, and playing the way I'm playing. It's a blessing to be out here, to be able to walk the fairways and have everybody cheer for you. It was awesome. I can't wait for the next couple of days. Regardless of what happens, I'm going to make a check, and I'm going to watch the Ducks win the national championship. So I can't wait.
2010 South African Open champ Ernie Els was pleased with his play.
Well, I needed something like that to get me, closer to the leaders. I don't think I'll be leading, after today, but at least, got me back into the pack. Been hitting the ball really nicely. Hit a lot of putts last night on the putting green, trying to get the same feel I had when I won the South African Open. We'll take it as it comes, but I was really pleased about today. It's just the best place in the world. You come here first week of the year. It's just an incredible place. It gives me a lot of room off the tee. Obviously, I love that. I'm not too afraid of playing in the wind. I love actually playing in the wind. And I think the way the golf course was designed, they did a great job with the trade winds in mind and the slope of the land. So I just feel it's a fun week, great week. Always enjoyed bringing the family here, so just very nice to start here.
Saturday's third round of the PGA Tour season opening event at Kapalua produced a 3-way tie atop the leaderboard, with Robert Garrigus joining Steve Stricker and Jonathan Bird. Villegas's disqualification on Friday left the field at 32 players. Villegas is the unofficial last place finisher. This allows him to collect a share of the $5.6 million purse. Second round leader Robert Garrigus rolled in a 56-foot, 10-inch putt on the 18th to eagle the hole, giving him a 4-under-69. Stricker carded the day's best round with an 8-under-65 that included 8 birdies over his final 10 holes. Bird had a 67 with 7 birdies and 1 bogey, all the while wearing a microphone during his round. This marks the first time ever a PGA Tour player has been mic'd during competition. Not totally live, though. Bird's comments will not be aired live during the Golf Channel telecast, but will be repackaged and aired later. The Golf Channel put microphones on LPGA players last season. Matt Kuchar's still in contention with a score of 67, moving him into 5th, 4 shots off the lead. Kuchar is 1 shot back of Carl Pedersen. Tying for 6th at 12 under are Graham McDowell and Bill Haas. And Jason Day and defending FedEx Cup champ Jim Furyk are tied for 8th at 11 under. In Kodak Challenge news, Robert Garrigus eagled hole 18 to tie for the lead with Bubba Watson at 2 under par. Jonathan Bird keeps it simple.
I didn't look at the leaderboard a whole lot today. Didn't feel like there was a need to. I felt like the course, starting off, I felt like the course was going to play a little more difficult. So I kind of felt like kind of keep my head down and just play the golf course and kind of see what happens. And I felt like yesterday I kind of got trying to a little too hard at times and making things a little too complicated. So try to keep things real simple today. Fortunately got off to a pretty good start with some pars and so a couple tough holes, and then kind of, settled in, made some birdies, and then, just kept playing solid all day. I think the course definitely favors long hitters. There's no doubt about that. And I'm kind of on the cusp of being just long enough for this golf course, I feel like. I'm not a Robert Garrigus, but I can get to all the par fives and take advantage of it. There's a huge advantage on a couple of the drivable holes, and then the par fives. It just takes a lot of stress away knowing you have those holes coming up that you can get to and two, and you might make an eagle. I think this course favors guys who, good putters. I love playing on Bermuda green, so all the grain and all the slope and things like that. I mean, Robert's a good putter. Steve Stricker's definitely a good putter. So, it favors guys who are putting the ball well.
Steve Stricker recaps his round.
Teeing off, was you didn't really know what to expect because of the winds had flipped around, and I think getting off to a good start was key, and I parred the first couple holes and kind of, you know, settled me down, I think, and had some opportunities to make birdies and made the turn 2 under. I think that was the biggest thing, birdie and 9 to get to a couple under on that side, and I just kept giving myself chances all the way around on that backside and hit them in there close and made the putts. Had a lot of, seemed like down grain putts, so not a lot of break. I hit them in the right spots and could take advantage of it that way. So, but all in all, a good day and got myself into position to win. This course takes a bit of course knowledge. You know, there's some tricky shots or some tricky slopes. You know, where to drive it sometimes is important, where to hit it into the greens. Typically, the ball rolls out a long ways on some of these greens. You know, this course takes some getting used to, and fortunately, I've been over here 3 or 4 times and played it a bunch and have had some success here, so I feel good here. And but I think it's just getting used to the winds, and we hadn't had any until today. But just knowing that they can come up and where to, you know, put your ball in place some of your shots.
Robert Kyrgios, Eagles 18.
Yeah, it started off really shaky. I wasn't nervous. I felt really good. I got 10 hours of sleep last night. I get out here and chunk my 4-iron on the first hole, and my caddy kind of told me, hey, you took that back a little quick. And as soon as he told me that, I slowed down the rest of the day. After that, I birdied a couple holes, got my confidence back, and rolled on from there and made some good birdies. That one on 18 sure was sweet. I'm glad I hit the hole because I think it would have been off the green, but she caught it, and it was a hell of a way to the end of the day. It was really nice. And just any time I make a 56-footer on the last hole, I'm going to get pumped up, regardless, you know, what it's for. But it was really gratifying to get that putt in, get in the 60s. I thought just getting back to under par for the day was going to be good for me. And when I started to get going and I wasn't missing any more shots, I was striking it well. That putt on 18 just kind of capped it off. Man, that was really nice.
Matt Kuchar is having a wonderful time in Hawaii.
Surprisingly wonderful. I hit the ball a lot better today. I hit 17 out of 18 greens. And in these conditions, I thought that was really good. And, excited. I've been doing a lot of good things. And today came together, and hoping another good day like this happens tomorrow. It's a tough way to start this course with this wind. You hit driver, and you've got about 250 yards to go after a drive into the wind here. And hitting a 3-wood into the first hole, you really think it's going to be a long day. But fortunately, some of the tougher holes switch around, and you have some short irons in. And this course provides you with a couple opportunities to hit some short irons, and if you can take advantage of those, you can shoot some good numbers.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Apparently, it's a perfect day in Hawaii, in Kapalua. So I don't know about you, Larry, but I'd like to be golfing there right now myself, actually hanging out on the beach. So the next stop for the PGA Tour is the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii this week. Monday qualifying is tomorrow. This is the first full field event on the 2011 PGA Tour schedule. So it will be exciting to see who wins the Hyundai Championship tonight. Wraps up later this evening. Up next, it's Michelle Anderson's Golf Fitness segment.
You're not fit.
We just want to pop your lawn.
Until you're golf fit.
Here's a killer chest workout you can do at home. All you need is a cheap set of dumbbells and a carpeted floor.
It's your golf fitness tip of the week.
What?
Yeah.
Be strong.
Think strong.
With Michelle Anderson of Pilates Plus of Cape Cod.
Today we're going to go over some bicep and tricep curls. Bicep and tricep curls are important in golf conditioning because they develop the upper arm muscles and they help with arm control. They also strengthen the forearm muscles, helping to prevent the incidence of golfer's elbow. Bicep curls reinforce the movement pattern for the backswing to the top and for the downswing to the finish. For bicep curls, you can do 12 to 15 repetitions seated on the floor or on a ball if you have one, or standing, whichever you prefer. Be as tall as you can, lengthening up through the crown of your head, holding weights in your hand or not. Raise your arms up to about shoulder height, palms facing the ceiling. Inhale to prepare. On your exhale, squeeze the arms, bending at the elbows, bringing your hands toward your eyes or temples. Inhale to extend the arms, slowly open the arms all the way. Try to keep your shoulder blades back and down as you do your bicep curls. Really squeezing in, feel the muscles, and then lengthening all the way, open all the way back up. Nice, slow, controlled movements. The slower you go and the more complete the movement by opening the arms all the way helps to lengthen the muscles and keep the muscles long and lean. After you've completed about 15 repetitions, we'll move right into your tricep curls. And tricep curls will be about 12 to 15 repetitions as well. So still standing or sitting in whatever position you choose, bring your elbows out behind you, tight to your bodies. You're gonna keep the elbows behind you. Inhale to prepare, exhale to straighten or extend the lower arm, squeezing the muscles on the back upper arms. Inhale, bend at the elbows, bringing the hands towards the armpits. Keep your shoulders back and down, and don't forget about your center. Pull the belly button in and up. After you've completed about 15 repetitions, we want to end with a nice shoulder stretch. Standing up nice and tall, reach your right arm straight forward and take your left hand, hold onto the wrist of your right arm and gently sweep the arm across your body and just hold there. Take 3 deep breaths and gently release. And then switching, taking the left wrist into your right hand, pull the left arm across your body and hold. If you'd like to see the video for these movements or contact me directly, visit my website, www.pilatesplusofcapecod.com. This is Michelle Anderson.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. I have a very special guest calling in from Sarasota, Florida, fellow golf girl, Heidi Weber. Welcome, Heidi.
Hi, Liza. How are you?
Very good, Heidi. You're the head of advertising for The Real Magazine in Sarasota?
Yes, Real Magazine. We are a luxury lifestyle and estate homes magazine, and that goes very, very, very well with golf, as you know. And the magazine is fairly new, just about 2.5 years old. So it's just a baby, just a toddler, and we're growing strong.
Well, I've heard great things about your magazine.
Fabulous.
And where can people find it online? What's the IP address?
Okay, that address is www.the-real-magazine.com.
All right. What's the weather like down there in Florida today?
Woo, it's a little chilly, but all you snowbirds coming down to play would love it. Light breeze, about 68 degrees, sunshiny, not bad.
As you probably know, the PGA Tour kicked off this past week in Hawaii at Kapalua. Apparently, they have perfect weather for the final round today, and I don't know about you, but I'd like to be in Maui.
I wouldn't mind being in Maui myself, Liza. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll have to make a golf vacation together.
I can see it. I see it in our future.
I'm pretty sure that you golf out of the Ritz-Carlton. Is it called the Ritz-Carlton Resort Golf Club in Sarasota?
It's actually the Ritz-Carlton Members Club.
Oh, all right.
And we actually, in April 3rd and 4th, we are hosting a very large event that we're very proud of for the United Way. We're going to be kicking off a gala dinner event the night before, and we will be having a golf tournament. So Real Magazine and the Ritz-Carlton Members Club are hosting together, and it promises to be an amazing, fun time. Our goal is to raise $20,000. This year, and I cannot wait. So hopefully I can get you to come down here, Liza, for that.
We'll see what the trade winds bring, if I can get down there. What charities, you might have already told me, but what charities does it benefit?
Will benefit the United Way.
Oh, all right.
The United Way, yes. And every month we highlight a charity in the magazine. We're very passionate about our philanthropic presence in the community, and it's just a wonderful publication. We have about approximately 10,000 in circulation right now. And the household income is $2 million and above. And we hit Tampa all the way down to Naples.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, we blanket Gulf Coast of Florida.
The 2011 PGA merchandise show is coming to Orlando January 27th, Thursday through Sunday. What are some of the hot spots in Sarasota or golf courses that people should hit while they're down there?
Should hit the Founders Club for sure. You should definitely, definitely hit the Ritz-Carlton Members Club, absolutely. However, to do that, you will have to stay at the Ritz-Carlton Sarasota.
Orange County National, isn't that somewhere around there? The Orange County National Golf Course.
Maybe a little bit further south. Maybe a little bit further south of Sarasota.
I wanted to ask you about the pro shop at the Ritz-Carlton Members Club there for ladies' attire. How's their pro shop there?
Very nice. Very wonderful. Yes.
We like to shop.
Let's just say, as a lady consumer, you can't just walk out of there with just one item. That's all I'm going to say.
We only have about 1 minute left, Heidi. I want to know, is there anything else we need to chat about? Have you been doing any Pilates for golf or golf fitness for the new year?
Yes, I have. I've been getting on the reformer and strengthening my core. Very, very important. Been working on that for about the last 3 months. And I tell you, I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty golfer. And it has really, really certainly improved my swing and follow through.
I know you usually shoot in the 80s, low 80s, which, I mean, I know you're very shy about that, but sometimes I know you can beat me. This is one of my goals.
On that rare occasion, Liza.
Okay, one of my goals for the new year is I want to get specially fitted with the golf balls. All these companies now, you know, they fit you specially for what type of balls you should use for your game.
Ooh,
I'm going to do that.
Awesome.
Maybe you should try that too.
Definitely. Anything for that little bit of edge.
I know, the little bit of edge. And in Florida, they have the warm weather, so the golf balls travel better in the heat.
Ha-ha!
Little tidbit there. And I want to thank you so much, Heidi, for calling in. And once again, tell us where the listeners on the South Shore and beyond can find the Real Magazine.
Real Magazine, www.the-real-magazine.com.
Heidi, take care.
Thank you so much, Liza. Thank you for having me.
You're
Happy
welcome.
New Year.
Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30, exclusively on 95.9 WATD.